My mother Glad lived in Perth until she came to Melbourne to marry Ralph. Leaving her family was a significant wrench for her. She had three sisters and three brothers, and they were a devoted family. Her inspiration for founding the Evergreen Club was a direct result of her feeling that she could not care for her own mother as she got older. She also realised that there was nowhere for the older people of Baldwin to meet. She had made a circle of good friends at Baldwin Primary School, where her four children, three girls and a boy, attended from 1945 onwards. Ralph and Glad, Pam and Murray Pritchard, close friends, decided to do something about the lack of a meeting place for older people. The RSL had a hall in Baldwin Road and asked if they could use the hall on a Wednesday for sing-songs and afternoon tea. The ladies cooked up a storm, a pianist was found, and so the afternoons began. My mother was quite nervous about public speaking initially, but she gained confidence and led all the early afternoon gatherings. As time went by, people volunteered to provide entertainment, do the cooking, and help run the show. It soon became obvious that they would need their own premises. The men excelled by gaining state government grants, and the Camberwell Council donated the land at 45 Talbot Avenue, on which the Baldwin Evergreen Club now stands. It was decided to open the Evergreen Opportunity Shop at 437 Whitehorse Road. People donated goods, gave their time, and ran the shop efficiently for many years, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars, their only fundraising source at the time. On the 1st of May 1965, Sir Rowan and Lady Delacombe opened the Evergreen Club on the site it occupies today. Since then, the club has expanded, changed, and has been a wonderful help and enjoyment for many people. Glad and her helpers never envisaged that they would just be members. They always felt that they were workers. During her involvement with the Evergreen Club, my mother was actively involved with Eva Tilly. Eva Tilly became a conduit for Evergreen Club members when they needed residential care. Whenever a member was to go into care, my mother would go with the person to help settle them in. Some did not have a close relative to go with them, so my mother became the support person for many. I feel extremely proud of both my parents and their service to the community.